ministry responds to refugee needs in Kenya. The unrest delays Bible college classes for missionaries there, and a Russian outreach helps street kids. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Africa Union's head is now stepping in to try to bring an end to the political standoff in Kenya. Fresh violence broke out when President Mwai Kibaki announced his cabinet. Protesters have created roadblocks, which effectively cut off supplies to the hardest-hit areas. Christian Reformed World Relief Committee's Andrew Reiskamp says
transport companies are even hesitant to put their trucks on the road. But fortunately, we had some food that was already stored in the Eldoret area. And so we have staff that are both dedicated to the long-term work as well as staff that are dedicated to the relief operation.
Reiskamp says their team's response is an evangelistic declaration.
Standing next to them is a way of demonstrating that we are the community of Christ together. Our staff are continuing to work with people. That's an element of hope that's being brought to them. And one of the aspects of our programs is also to work at the peace and reconciliation.
Next, the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism's missionary team in Kenya has agreed that it's too dangerous to start classes at the Bible College next week. The students are struggling to understand the current situation in light of their recent studies in Christian ethics. Many people know that they've had their homes burned. One student witnessed a murder. ABWE missionaries in the area are helping neighbors who have been victims of the violence. Pray that God would continue to protect them as they show Christ's compassion. You're listening to Mission Network News. Activity in Ecuador's Tungurahua volcano, 90 miles south of Quito, has forced the evacuation of at least 1,000 villagers. Authorities are asking the government to resettle the evacuated families in other areas so they don't have to return to the endangered zones. Tungurahua's last eruption in 2006 killed 5 people. Since the volcano first erupted 9 years ago, HCJB Global Hands has sent relief teams to areas affected by the ash falls, bringing physical and spiritual encouragement to the residents. Next, the street kid population is growing in Russia. MNN's Greg Yoder is there with Russian ministries.
There are about 150,000 street kids in Moscow alone, but Russian ministries is doing something about it by supporting a church-based outreach that's working with them long-term. Nastya's been working with the group for about a year.
We find them, we become friends, and then we actually invite them to our camp. They might be living on the street for 5 years, so in 10 days you will not change this kid. But he goes back to Moscow, and we go back to Moscow, and we continue to work with them.
With HIV/AIDS running rampant, this type of work is needed, says Russian Ministry's Paul Tokarchuk.
I think the most important thing how to change this, that should be hard change of the person.
Russian Ministries provided gifts for the street kids camp currently underway and funding for utilities. They hope to emulate this in other parts of Russia. Greg Yoder, Mission Network News, Moscow.
And for the average farming family in China, getting a heart surgery for a child who needs it is out of the question. It costs roughly 4 years of income. This results in many of the children with birth defects being abandoned. Melody Zhang of Children's Hope International says,
we do fundraising to help raise funds to help the children in desperate need to get surgery.
They help between 500 and 700 children a year. Roughly half of those children need a costly heart surgery. And while it's impossible to share the gospel right away in China, Zhang says,
what we can do is we can give them the best care and show them love. And then while doing it, the family members, we can talk to them, and later on, just by helping and building a relationship, and share that later.
Children's Hope needs $1 million to fund this outreach for a year. Go to our website if you can help. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available Eugene Peterson's The Message, New Testament, helping biblical text come alive. Keep it or give it to a friend as an outreach. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. That's The Message, New Testament from Transworld Radio at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.